About 211,000 people in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia joined those seeking help during the economic downturn caused by the coronavirus pandemic. About 1.8 million in the three states have sought help since mid-March. Backlogs of unemployment insurance claims continue to be a problem. Some people's claims were initially rejected. Others, like Bart Fox, say they don't know why their claims haven't been processed. Fox says his attempts to get answers have resulted in hours on hold.
It's been extremely confusing as to why nothing's been processed. I've written emails like most. I've called like most. Haven't received an email back or a call back yet.
Fox works at a hotel bar and restaurant in Louisville. He filed for unemployment in March when he was furloughed. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said this week the state would work to address all the backlogged claims that were filed in March. Beshear said the state is down to about 29,000 backlogged unemployment claims from March. Fox says he's frustrated and worried about bills that are coming due, including rent.
It's like, there's a disconnect somewhere, because a lot of these things that they're saying and the numbers they're putting out, it's like, I know way more people that haven't gotten their benefits than have gotten them. So something's missing.
Another Kentucky resident, Zach, asked that only his first name be used in this story out of concern for his future employment. He says he was also furloughed from his job in recreation in March and applied for unemployment assistance right away. He still hasn't heard anything, but he's been calling most days trying to get answers.
So I was very patient at first. After the first 3 weeks and nothing, and it kind of seemed like I was being put on the outside of everything, I did start to get a little panicked, frustrated.
Both Zach and Fox agree with their employer's decision to close their workplaces in an effort to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. And both plan to go back to their previous jobs, but it's been over a month without income and they're running out of patience. Another decision is coming their way as governors in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia are starting to release plans for how to reopen businesses. But it's unclear who will be enforcing safety standards, and with daycare facilities and schools still closed, it may be hard for people to safely return to work. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel.